This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. In August 2021, a tiny shop opened its doors in downtown Otsego, Michigan. Opening the doors of Alice Studio is a little like falling into a rabbit hole, a technicolor journey into art in myriad forms. Owners Heather Conroy and Molly Dunn have 20 years in age between them. Although sisters by blood, they more often see themselves as mother and daughter. They are bonded by a passion for art, their own, and a love for the art of others. They now share that passion with their community in Southwest Michigan. Both of you have experienced difficult challenges in your lives, challenges that have become tolerable through art. Heather, let's begin with you. You're a charge nurse and a medic, and you've been that for 15 plus years, so I'm sure you've seen a lot, especially through COVID. How has art helped you cope with the stresses of your profession?
It has helped tremendously. I lost over 30 patients where I work. I got sick myself. I was very down. So I started going back through my art, checking out pieces of local artists in the area, doing my own art on the side. And it has definitely calmed me, recentered me. I'm able to express things through picking out pieces of art that other people do to just express how I'm feeling and how I want to feel, to be optimistic in the future about how things are going to get better.
You have some kind of art that you do yourself. What do you do?
I draw and I paint sometimes. I'm obviously not a pro at it, and my pieces stay private. But they're for me. They're for my family to see sometimes, especially my children, who are very important to me, and Molly, who's my sister, but like my child. And that way they're able to see how I'm feeling when we basically run out of words in this society.
That's a good way to put it. Molly, you're a young single mom with a couple of kids with an insatiable appetite for art. Talk about how art has helped you cope with challenges in your life.
We had a rather rough childhood, so to speak. I've always been interested in art. Drawing was like a really, really good escape for me when I was younger. And I really enjoyed doing it. It just helped me feel better about all the problems that I had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward to shortly after I had my children, I kind of stopped doing art for a while, and I did not feel great about myself at all. Eventually, I came to be with Heather, and she gave me paint and told me to just, you know, feel better about myself and express myself. So I started painting again, and I felt miraculously better to the point where I completely took over her home office. And it's the best release anybody could ever really have. It just feels really, really soothing. It's relaxing, and it makes you not think about anything that troubles you or worries you. You just get lost in your art, and that's all that matters at that point. It's really good, especially when you come from like really bad situations or anything. It's the best way to, in my personal opinion, it's the best way to, you know, not think about anything bad.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. So are you both natives of the Otsego area?
Well, we are originally from the east side of Kalamazoo. We are actually sisters, almost 20 years apart. We grew up in the same environment, but like I said, 20 years apart. So we went through a lot of the same things. Myself being the older, I was more of the caretaker, the mother figure, while still trying to take care of myself and our birth mother and other siblings. Molly, actually, I had my own life. I was older and had her come live with me at a time because of the environment that we both were in. So, I mean, we have the same background, I guess you could say, but at the same time, we don't, because I'm the older one and she's the younger one. So we took on different aspects, different roles for each other. And yeah, the environment was, you know, not great at all. There were times when we didn't have water, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have food sometimes, a lot of times. So those were big factors, the type of crowds that we ended up with, the embarrassment of bringing people over, more worried about, you know, how we're going to get clean clothes the next day rather than how to do schoolwork in the dark. So yeah, you know, and then thinking back on those things, you just kind of start doodling on paper non-instinctively, and it turns into a big art project, and it is an escapism. And then when you look at it and show it to other people, they are able to see how you're feeling and to know that you can show those pieces to them and they think that they're good or nice or even wonderful. It takes you out of the thinking of where you were.
It's a wonderful way to put it. And now I see why you refer to yourself as something of a mother/sister. That's interesting how that worked out. And now you live together again, or?
Yes, we live together now. In July, she came and rescued me, so to speak, from a terrible place where I was essentially trapped and brought me to come live with her. And ever since then, she's been more of a maternal figure than I've ever had in my life. She always has been more of a maternal figure to me, more than a sister.
What are the two of you finding in the local art community? Tell us about some of the local artists that you now feature at Alice Studio.
Oh, wow. We have everybody. There are so many people. During this COVID crisis that hasn't even finished yet, I'm sure a lot of people, they turn to art as a soothing outlet, as a calming, as a therapeutic. Obviously, anybody that's been to therapy, and if you haven't this past year, I encourage you to do so. That is one of the things that they tell you: journaling, art forms, and your body instinctively does those things. And people are doing them in their basements, in their garages, in their spare rooms. They're taking over people's offices, and they're wanting to share these emotional things that are inside of them to the outside world. We have several photographers. We have some that live in a homestead north of here. And so they have been super isolated. The only time that they would get an outlet was when they would go into town. And that basically stopped to keep their homestead safe. So they were taking more and more and more photographs of things around the house and things that they've done, more family photos. We also have people that make metalworking, soldering, that live here in Michigan. Alice's tagline is we do the impossible. We're an edgy, eclectic mishmash of everybody that has a caring heart.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Heather Conroy and Molly Dunn of Alice Studio. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.
Full disclosure, Alice Studios sells artwork created by both Zinta A-Stars and her late father, artist V-Starts A-Stars.